Welcome back into the Tide Talk podcast with a live edition as we react to the first or the initial rankings for the college football playoff. So the playoff committee is releasing their rankings. They've made it, as you can see on the screen, to number 9 as we watch this live together.
There you go.
What's up, Jake? How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. I was trying to point which way the screen is so people can see that we actually have it live for you right now. But I'm doing good, man, and I'm excited. I just tweeted out before we jumped on that, honestly, I think Alabama should be number 2 because, you know, the committee, like I said, is supposed to go by, you know, the 4 best teams, not eye test, not potential. It's the best teams. And to me, I'm not trying to be a homer, but Alabama's the 2nd best team in the nation. And if they beat Georgia, they'll be the best team in the nation again.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So as we get people piling in real quick before we get to the rankings that matter, I guess. And the truth is none of these really matter at the moment because it's a long way to go before the season.
Oklahoma 8th?
Wow. Yeah, that's a little surprising. So Notre Dame 10, Wake Forest 9, and Oklahoma 8. Real quick, got to tell you about our friends at betonline.ag. BetOnline is a place you need to go to place all your sports bets, whether that's on the Major League Baseball, which is Game 6 is coming up later. The NBA is in full swing. Of course, the NFL and college football are also in full swing. So make sure you head on over to betonline.ag. Sign up today on their brand new website or on your mobile device. And on your first deposit, if you enter promo code BELIEVE50, you will receive a 50% welcome bonus. That's betonline.ag. All right, people, we got some people piling into the show. Get in the chat. Let us know how you think the rankings are going and who you think is going to be in the top 4 and maybe just your reaction to the rankings that have been released so far. As you can see, we got it streaming live, so you can see the rankings as they go. And most likely, the people watching will be a little bit ahead of us just due to streaming issues. So, just if you're watching, give us your thoughts and comments on the rankings as they are being presented to us. Jake, what do you think there at Notre Dame 10, Wake Forest 9, Oklahoma 8, and now we see Michigan at number 7? What's your thoughts looking at that right now?
I'm shocked that a one-loss Michigan is ahead of Oklahoma, to be honest. I mean, Oklahoma has struggled early, but they seem to kind of got it together with Caleb Williams. I'm not going to say that they should. I mean, maybe they should have been 5 or 6, maybe 4th. But having them in 8th and having Michigan over them, I just don't see it. I mean, Michigan just blew a 30-14 lead in the 4th quarter. I mean, I know Michigan State's a really good team, but still, an elite team wouldn't be blowing 21-point leads or 20-point leads like that, whatever.
You know, I think this is going to go a long way in you know, where they're going to rank both Michigan State and Ohio State as we look forward to the top 6 teams. Of course, I'm sure they're going to take a commercial break to heighten the anticipation, but really excited to see these how they round out the top 6 teams. Real quick, Jake, do you think that Cincinnati will be in the top 4?
Well, now since Oklahoma's not in, I think they will. I think it's going to be Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State. Oh, hang on, I forgot about Michigan State. They might put Michigan State at 4.
I think Michigan State's going to be at number 4.
And
the truth is, Michigan State could be ahead. I don't think the committee will do it. Michigan State could jump ahead of both Alabama and Ohio State since they are undefeated. They do have a win against the number 7 team in the country. So anxious to see how that goes. 11 people watching right now, according to my screen. So jump in the comment section and let us know. Hey, they're going straight to it.
Oh, Georgia, wow. Number 1. Okay.
No surprise there. Georgia number 1. All right, before they start releasing all these other teams, jump in the chat and tell us where you think everybody's going to be. We think that Alabama's going to be 2, Ohio State 3.
They should be.
And I think it'll be Alabama 2, Ohio State 3, and Michigan State 4. So we'll just kind of see but you know, another interesting thing is, where is Oregon at? I may have missed them if they were – surely they were not ranked outside of the top 10, though, because they just have that – but they do have 2 losses, don't they?
I think they do. Yeah, because then they get beat by Stanford or something like that.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, that, okay.
Yeah,
that's
they got beat by Fresno and Stanford, I believe.
Yeah, so that's why they are outside there. So we'll see. But Georgia won, obviously. I'm expecting Alabama at number two. So yes. Alabama's number two in the initial rankings. Jump in the chat, guys, and let us know what you think about Alabama being number two. I think it just shows that the committee is all about putting the best teams in. And, right. You know, there's always an argument about who the most deserving teams compared to the best teams. To me, the most deserving teams are the best teams. Right. And right now, in my opinion, it's Georgia and Alabama. And then there's a handful of teams that are, you know, just outside of those two teams. So I think the committee has it right so far with mm-hmm. Georgia at one and Alabama at two.
Yeah, you see the committee playing like I was hoping as the best teams. And like you said, you know, talent-wise and team-wise, there's a little bit of a gap between Georgia and Alabama. Then, like you said, you have your three through six guys, like the Oklahoma's not in it, but you have the Oklahomas, Ohio States, Michigan States, Cincinnati, stuff like that. There's just a little bit of a difference because, I mean, Alabama and Georgia are the walking dog of the SEC and of football right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. So Michigan State looks like they're going to be at number three. Okay, wow. Okay. A big jump for Michigan State. So Ohio State
would be fourth.
And it looks like the committee is high on both Michigan and Michigan State. So what's crazy, it looks like we're going to have two SEC teams and two Big Ten teams there in the top four. I'm going to be really surprised if Cincinnati's in the top four. If you're watching right now, jump in the chat. Will Cincinnati be in the top four? Why for yes or in for no? Real quick, jump in there real quick.
I don't think they will.
I don't either.
You know.
Well, look, their best wins against Notre Dame, Jake, and we all know what Notre Dame is. I mean, Notre Dame is what they are. I mean, we see them year after year. If they happen to make it into the playoff, they get skull dragged each and every time. So they're thinking Oklahoma. Yeah, Oklahoma is the surprise. They were at number eight. That was really surprising. So I was shocked that Oklahoma was not in the top six, being completely honest.
If they're saying that struggle win per call it against Kansas, how do they view the Oregon's number four? Okay, they don't have one loss.
Okay, but I don't know where I was thinking they lost somewhere else.
I did too. But I'll finish my point real quick. If they're saying that the Kansas, you know, game was an OE win and it dropped in the polls, where does that rank with Cincinnati? Because they struggled against Navy, who at the time only had one win.
Yeah, I like this. Micah Frazier says no, and Bama and Georgia will be switching the final playoff standing. I think you're right.
I agree.
All right, so we have the top four, Jake. Right now, if the playoff was held today, it would be Georgia against Oregon and Alabama against Michigan State. And obviously, I believe the SEC teams would prevail in those matchups. Looks like probably Ohio State will be fifth and Cincinnati sixth. That's the way I would do it.
See
another comment here from Micah Frazier. He says now they're just tired of Oklahoma choking every time they get a spot in the top four. That's probably true, Micah. That's a very good statement and observation. They do seem to choke there in the playoff. So, I'm going with Ohio State at fifth and Cincinnati at number six.
I agree.
Do you have any quarrels with the top four, Jake?
Absolutely not. And if it was held today, that matchup between Michigan State, I would love to see that matchup. They've got that strong running attack. And
Kenneth Walker's a dude.
He is. And, if he gets going, you know, it could be a challenge for Alabama to stop, but defensively, I don't think they can slow down our offense. So it'd be a good game. And other question on the other side is, you know, Oregon can put up a lot of points, and me and you both have some reservations about that secondary of Georgia. So
all right, it looks like Ohio State at five, and Cincinnati will be at six. No real problems there, if I'm being honest. But Jake, I would be honest with you. I would have Oklahoma at six and Cincinnati at eight. I would swap those two teams if I'm just being honest.
Yeah,
I mean, to me, neutral site game right now, I'm going Oklahoma over Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like you mentioned, since Caleb Williams has been inserted as the quarterback, they are a different team. I'm not saying they're top four worthy, but I think they're a little bit better than eighth overall.
Yeah, and they, you know, they did play Caleb Williams the entire time against Kansas, but they just struggled there for a little while.
Right.
But I do think 9 out of 10 times Oklahoma beats Cincinnati on a neutral field.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Hey, real quick, we're not going to stay much longer. We got things to do, but we wanted to do that quick live show as they release the rankings. If you have any quick thoughts, post them in the chat real quick. Jake, what is the biggest surprise of the top 10, let's just say?
Besides Oklahoma, I think Michigan being at seven with one loss, even though it was against the third ranked team now.
Right.
But, you know, who knows? My question is now, there you have, you know, if both Ohio State and Michigan State play in the Big Ten championship, I don't know where they line up. They might be in the same region. I'm not 100% sure. But
they're not. Could,
okay, so they will probably meet in the championship. So is there a chance that Michigan can sneak back up not having to play? We have this every year where the SEC team.
That will take care of itself because Michigan and Ohio State will play at the end of the season.
That's true.
So one of those teams will have two losses.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. And I don't think Michigan State and Ohio State are in the same division there in the Big Ten, but I could be wrong.
I can't remember.
I'm not very schooled on the Big Ten. I focus mostly on the SEC for obvious reasons.
I know you watched the entire thing. Where do they have Texas A&M?
They remember? Were around 12 or 13,
okay,
or so.
Okay.
Or maybe 14th. Somewhere in that. They were in the top 15. Mississippi State was one spot ahead of Kentucky. So, of course, Mississippi State was defeated Kentucky last week, and we talked about that in last week's episode of how we thought that could be an upset special. And Jake, Kentucky could lose again this week as they play Tennessee. Tennessee is a sneaky good team. So, for a team that we thought could finish second in the East, and they still could or still can, they've got a couple of tough games here. Okay, Chris is answering. Michigan State and Ohio State will meet before the Big Ten Championship.
Okay,
thanks, Chris. Really appreciate that. Like we mentioned, we're not. I don't want to lie to you. We're not too. We don't have too much information on the Big Ten. We obviously focus on the SEC. But really appreciate you letting us know that, Chris. And thanks for watching and getting
that would be
in the chat.
Good game.
Yes, that's going to be a great game. A lot of good games here towards in November, so a lot to look forward to. Of course, Alabama still has to play Auburn, so that's going to be a great matchup. And, of course, Auburn travels to Texas A&M this weekend, so there's going to be a lot of questions answered this weekend as well. But, Jake, that's going to do it as we kind of do this quick live show during the initial rankings for the college football playoff. We appreciate everybody that took time out of their evening to tune in with us and watch. We had a great time. And until next time, roll tide.
Roll tide.